don't be alarmed if I have to leave at any point during the meeting. I'll do that.
Mics are live.
It's just, I've just been to Mexico. I'm a little souvenir.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is 1:44 p.m. on October 21st, 2019. This is a work session. It was scheduled for 1:30, so sorry we're a few minutes late from a previous meeting that we had here. But this work session is about case number GE-18-395. That's the Midwest Grain Trading and Nodak Grain grain insolvency. And I'm Randy Christman, one of the Public Service Commissioners, and I'm acting as chairman today as our chairman. Brian Crosius is on the road, but he's calling in, so he's present for the meeting, as well as Commissioner Julie Fedorchak is here in the room with me, as well as legal counsel Jack Hsu and Special Assistant Attorney General Mitch Armstrong, our grain analyst Anthony Schwartz, and our technician and executive secretary Steve Call. No one else has showed up for this work session. One of the things at this work session, it's possible that we may go into an executive session, but in advance of that, I don't really have anything to discuss for the work session in the case. Commissioner Fedorchak, did you have anything that you wanted to address initially?
I thought it might be helpful. I was going to pull up some of the things listed by Mitch. Hold on a minute. Because a couple of those did jump out at me. It's being... Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. Wrong email. A value.
Is this what you're looking for?
Yeah, it is. No, the second one.
Number
nine. Oh, yeah. Hold on a minute.
I made number nine up and added it to it.
Amount and type
after
of
he
claims.
Sent that second
oh, back. I think the amount and type of claims in total would be helpful to talk about in the general session. And then walking through the general final steps to get this filed, I think, might also be helpful to have you talk a bit about.
Sure.
Although the total amounts could deviate based on our legal strategy, so I'll leave it up to your judgment.
Yeah, I think I can talk in generalities if we want to. It's a little bit difficult before we have our session because I don't know really if the commission's thoughts on approval or whatever of the direction staff has taken. But right now we have a draft report in the commission's hands. We got that to you all late last week, and thank you for getting to it right away and getting through it. We know it was lengthy. Right now, so just in general, once the commission approves the report and recommendations, whenever that may be, we probably have at least a day or two minimum to get the associated paperwork all together. One of the things we have is an affidavit from Conrad. He's out of town, too, until next week. I'm going to try, if we get far enough along, I'm going to try and get, if we do get to it this week, I'm going to try and get him something worked out so we can hopefully file it this week, assuming it's okay. Otherwise, we will probably file it early next week. So it's going to take a few days to get all the paperwork together. It's going to be a massive volume of documents. And what we've tried to do with the draft report is just give all the claimants, all the other people who may be interested, enough information so they can see exactly what we did with their claims, how we evaluated them, and make sure that they either agree or if they don't agree, they can figure out exactly where we got with each claim in our analysis. So we have a summary in the report, and then we'll have an exhibit for each claimant that shows, kind of more detailed spreadsheets and everything of how we calculated their numbers. That's why Anthony's here. He helped prepare most of those and has the most intimate knowledge of those. Right now we have a vast majority of the claimants were trust fund claimants. There were a few credit sale claimants. Right now, at least our initial evaluation is there were 7 claimants that qualified as credit sale claimants. Some of those also had multiple contracts, so some of those are also evaluated as trust fund claimants. And then we have forty-five trust fund claimants. So, at least in our initial draft, you know, we've got the numbers in there what we recommend. But I am a little uncomfortable with the numbers right now. Just before I have commission approval, I don't necessarily want to throw the numbers out there. So, and then the timing. Once we get it filed, at the time of we're filing it with the court, we'll be working with the court to get a hearing set. And then anybody who has an objection to the report can make an objection 20 days before the scheduled hearing. So that's really the timing going forward. I don't know how far out the court hearing is going to be. I've been trying to think of how many days to set aside for it, because it's possible nobody would object. It's possible everybody would object, and the length of the hearing is completely up in the air. Mm-hmm. So my intent on that, frankly, is just to call the clerk of court up in Pierce County, you know, see how far out we're looking for, you know, maybe a 5-day hearing, see how far out we're looking for a 3-day hearing, you know, see how far out we're looking for a 2-day hearing, and probably just try to get a sense of where we can get a hearing set in a reasonable time period forward, and probably have the court set it for those dates. I guess we're probably looking at February or so at the earliest for a hearing, and then hopefully get something early like that. But then once we file the report, if there's other lawyers involved that need to reschedule or something, the hearing day won't necessarily be certain, but we'll at least have it set for that time. So that's the timing. I'm trying to think if there's anything else in that email this morning. I think that pretty much covers the general area of it. So,
Commissioner Crosius, I'm sure throughout the day we're going to hear from Mitch here quite a bit. Are you able to hear him all right?
Yes, I can hear this fine.
Okay.
Mitch, do you, when you file the report and recommendations, do you also file all of the background information that you guys use to generate the report?
No, it's just too much information. So basically what we've done for each claimant is created a summary, and so that we can follow and they can follow where we got the information in that summary. But they can kind of see more information there in a less kind of written format.
I see. Okay.
We actually won't be filing, you know, we're not going to directly file with the court like everybody's claim. I mean, some claims have hundreds of pages of documents now.
Sure.
If some of those claimants would object and we would have to go to hearing on their claim at that point in time as exhibits at the hearing, we would have to have that information, but we don't need to file it all right away.
Okay. All right. I think that's the main sort of public item to discuss.
Commissioner Crosius, did you have anything else for the public time on the work session?
I do not.
Okay, so then just to be clear, this work session concerns Midwest Grain Trading / NoDAC Grain, Roving Grain Buyer / Grain Warehouse Insolvencies, PSC case number GE-18-395, PSC versus Hunter Hansen doing business as Midwest Grain Trading et al., civil number 08-2018-CV-03299, and PSC versus Hunter Hansen doing business as NoDAC Grain et al., civil number 35-2018-CV-00088. This matter may be discussed in an executive session. The legal authority for closing this meeting is North Dakota Century Code Chapter 4404, including Century Code 4404-19.1 and 19.2. The purpose of this executive session is for attorney consultation. So at this time, a motion would be in order to discuss the case in an executive session rather than in an open meeting. I will make such a motion. I move the commission convene an executive session for attorney consultation in Midwest Grain Trading / NoDAC Grain, Roving Grain Buyer / Grain Warehouse Insolvencies, case number GE-18-395, PSC versus Hunter Hansen, doing business as Midwest Grain Trading et al., Burley County District Court, case number 08-2018-CV-03299, and PSC versus Hunter Hansen, doing business as Nodak Grain et al., Pierce County District Court, case number 35-2018-CV-00088.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, I'll take a roll call vote. Chairman Crotchis.
Aye.
Commissioner Fedorchuk.
Aye.
Commissioner Christman.
Aye.
The motion is approved.
Okay, the executive session will be recorded, and all members of the commission are reminded to limit their discussion during the executive session to the announced topic. Any collective decision, collective commitment, or other final action by the commission must occur after it reconvenes in an open meeting, unless final action is specifically required by law to be taken during the executive session. The prohibition on taking final action during the executive session does not apply to providing guidance or instructions to our attorney or negotiator. We'll now ask the members of the public who are attending the meeting to leave the room. There are no members of the public here. We anticipate adjourning the executive session and reconvening the open portion of the meeting at approximately 3 o'clock.
Yeah, we've tended to underestimate on this case. I know in the past I would say we probably have at least an hour, yeah. I'm guessing.
But I do want to emphasize, although there's no members of the public here, it's been our experience, these are hard to predict. And if it only takes a half hour, we will come back into public regular session and convene our business. So we won't wait all the way till 3 o'clock for someone to potentially show up here to listen in. But just trying to do our best to estimate it, we will go with 3 o'clock. And it is now 1:55.